Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Manilow Hour. Oh goodness. Okay. Welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is
Manilow
Tracy
Hour.
May. It never fails. I was all ready, and then he counted down, and then the banner is still there. I'm ready to go, and I'm like, and so that's why I'm taking a breath. Anyway, it's just me not paying attention. And then Manilow, it came up, and it was like.
Right. So
Anyway,
here we
yay.
are. We just got
We
to spend
are.
some wonderful time in person together going to the Barry Manilow concert. That's one of the pictures I took at the concert. And what a
Good.
great
It was
time.
so, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the very beginning, and anticipation was there. They just kept, all the lights and all the
Oh
lights
my
and all the
God,
lights,
I'm
and then he
sure.
steps out and it's like
Yeah.
everybody goes crazy.
Yeah, especially us. We went crazy. That's true. There may or may not be video footage evidence of that.
I mean, I have this is I mean, if I haven't seen him, I hadn't seen him. Oh gosh, I was trying to remember. I think it's been at least 15 years, like 15, 17 years, something like that. And so it was like this opportunity came, and because he's been in Las Vegas, and we've just it's not worked out when we've been there, the few times we've been there. So, he's coming to Tiffany's town. So we're like, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. So this was so fantastic. I mean, I used to every opportunity I had, I was seeing him if I could. So, yeah, anyway, I'm a major, 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 major fan. So,
None of us can tell. It's
no.
really hard to tell if you're a fan
Yeah.
or yeah. Anyway,
Yeah,
so it's
no.
so good. It's so
And
it was
I
such a fun
raised,
concert.
yeah, and I raised Tiffany, so she was born on him. She was born, singing Barry.
Maybe you
So,
two could sing a little for us tonight. What would
well,
be
you could
your?
play that one video where we are.
Oh, I don't have that queued up. Dang it.
It was so fun because, I wasn't sure how it was going to be because his audience, I mean, he's older, obviously, and his audience is older. I mean, but then they have, his audience, his main audience has now children and grandchildren and everything. So there probably were younger people there, but I mean, it was the main people were his true fans, and the whole stadium is singing. I mean, it's like that was mind-blowing to me. It was so cool to hear everybody sing, because I'm gonna sing. I don't care. It's like it's gonna happen. It can't help it. There he is.
Gotta
Yay.
go.
It can't help it. I'm gonna
Like
sing.
I'm covering him. I gotta get a different picture.
And it was so wonderful that everybody was that way. So it was like this huge, giant sing-along to, with someone that you love. It was just wonderful. So
Yeah, and that was the first Manilow concert I had gotten to go to, and I would definitely go back. Matter of fact, I was like, hey, he's in Vegas doing, we should plan a Vegas trip.
We might need to.
Enough people were impressed that he not only was he still he does he still do the shows, but he's quite active on the stage. So bravo to him. Good job.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll leave that up for a minute for everyone to enjoy be in it with us. So
Hi,
yeah.
Barry.
know.
Anyways,
So what would
really.
you like everyone to do?
Oh, I would love you to tell where you're from, because then that shines your light, and it shines activates the grid where you are. That's really, really cool. Oh gosh, stuff is coming in. If I can sort it through. It has something to do with this. It's really cool that you put all this on there because this is activating things. So there's something happening here. But you are shining your light. Really, really important. So even if you're listening to this later, tell us where you're from. Mega, mega important to shine your light and shine your grid. You're part of the grid. But that's, yeah, just go ahead and do that. And Tiffany's going to name it off. I mean, tell us where you're from so that blows my mind then. So, because that's what I just love it, love it, love it. And this is when we see who we are, where we are, and how We're all doing this. None of us are alone. We're all doing this together. This is the world we're creating. And
Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah. Here, I'll put the audience one up there so that you guys can get a feel for what we all look like, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I got to find
Yeah,
Barry.
you're gonna see
Oh,
what Barry
there
saw.
we go.
This is what Barry saw.
Yeah. This is about where I was sitting. Here. It's all behind me. Oh. See all the little glow sticks they're handing those out for us, and that just that's kind of what we're talking about. Like you're lighting up your part of the grid.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh,
Yeah.
and yeah. God, this will be, it's like just flashes of something. It's like, see how they're not all lit? That's kind of how it works. It's ping, 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 ping. But we're all in this room together.
Yeah, so true. Who knew that we were going to get to use this as a metaphorical story? Although that tends to be our theme.
Well, it is, and that's how things work. One, you look for things in everyday life, but also everyday life always has something for you.
Really does.
So, and bringing, metaphysical concepts into everyday down to earth language. That's what we do. And so that's where it's fun to find things like this, because everything has a message. Everything has something for you.
The thing that I'm thinking about right now is how Julia said metaphysical concepts in that nice deep voice. And I'm thinking, I'm
Yes.
thinking, I can make a short with just that.
Oh, please don't. Yes.
Metaphysical concepts. Oh my gosh. That would be a
Oh
nice
goodness.
meme going
It would
around.
be, yes. Yeah, it would be a joke one. But isn't that it is a lot? It's like, oh, these are really serious. We've got to understand them and let's make them very complicated so that they sound really profound.
And you are very animated tonight. What else you got for us? I'm just going to enjoy the show.
But it's not like that, is it?
Sure.
I mean, it is like that. That's what people do, but that's not how metaphysical concepts are. They don't have to be complicated. When they get complicated, that's man mucking around with it. That's what I'd say. It's man, it's ego, it's conscious mind mucking with it. They're simple. The universe is simple. Let's just keep everything simple. So we're looking
No
for it in our, what was that?
more mucking. No mucking out there.
No mucking, no more mucking,
This
no,
is gonna be
huh?
my word of the week. Mucking. Mucking. That's
Just
the
keep it, keep it simple. It's not complicated, it doesn't have to be complicated. And I've heard some of these long drawn out explanations and very heady definition. I don't understand them. They just go pfft. I'm like, who does understand them? I'm sure they're there for some people. I mean, everybody is there for someone. And so they're, but it's not me. It's not me. I mean, I'm trying to follow it and like, I don't understand. I understand what you're trying to say or understand the concept that you're trying to do, but I don't understand what you're saying. So that's just me.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't with you today. No. Okay. I want to do a shout out just on the chance that Dana
Dana,
is watching today. Layover in Dallas, C12, go there and get a massage. Those guys are great. And we had a wonderful conversation. And it started off with this beeping noise. And she goes, I'm really sorry about the beeping noise. I said, sounds like a smoke detector in a house, right? And I said, yeah. In my house, there was a ghost that would set the smoke detector off, and my son would yell at it to knock it off, and the smoke detector would stop. And so that got us talking. And by the end of that massage, somewhere in there, I mentioned Dolores Cannon, and she got all excited. So then when I told her Dolores Cannon's daughter's in the next booth over, it got really cool. And so we had a really good time there. If you are watching,
Yeah.
we want to just say hi and thank you
Yes.
for helping us to relax before we
Absolutely.
had our final send off, where that's where Julia and I also parted ways, is there. Although the universe kept trying to keep us together. That was kind of cool. Delaying our flights, putting us at the same terminal, all kinds of things were changing to make that work out for us. So that was fun. But now some of you guys are already doing this, but if you are just logging on and you haven't asked questions on here before, please put Tiffany in capital letters because Tiffany is our moderator and she's going to read those questions to Julia and I. We're gonna do a little gamble and see if we can answer them. And we're gonna ask Tiffany to come on and tell us where everybody's from. So if you haven't got that in the chat yet, get in there and put it in there. If you're on Facebook, please open it up to its full page to comment so that we're sure to get it. And ready, set, go. I think that's it.
Hi, Tiff.
Other than the every week war of whose YouTube are you going to be watching this from? You guys have really been helping me out. My YouTube numbers really grew. So thank you to everyone that went to my YouTube
And
to watch
thank you. Thank you. Don't
this lesson.
outnice
Can you imagine the two of us spending a week together? Tiffany can.
Tiffany was so happy when it was time for us to leave. I'm sure. I mean, it's the standard. I mean, no matter how good people are, I mean, I think 3 days is probably the limit. Just,
Yeah. I wonder if she's found the things that we were leaving in the house for her yet.
wonder.
Just kidding. Or
Yeah,
are
tea. You left your tea.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my tea. Yeah, that
I
hibiscus
didn't have
tea.
to.
Yeah. I forgot about it. I was going to do it the next morning. I forgot. Yeah. But you left something. I wonder if she found that yet.
I did. I don't know. Anyways, Tiffany, come
If she doesn't even know what she left, then on. She'll remember something she did, which created something, which was left.
you're not good at that game, mother. That's true. Even I'm wondering what I did. Okay. Oh, that's right. I was
See?
do that. You haven't found that yet, Tiffany?
Did you leave it in your room? Because I don't ever go in there.
No, it's on something you carry with you all the time.
I guess not.
You
No,
left your
I don't ever look at my
phone.
phone either.
Oh, yeah. So that'll be something fun to do when you have a minute. But yeah, could you let us know where everybody is from?
Oh, is that what you called me for?
Ring,
We have Australia, Canada, Chicago, Tennessee, Florida, New York, North Carolina, Hawaii, some more Canada, North Carolina,
see, you guys are like
Michigan,
these little lights lighting up everywhere.
Pennsylvania, Kansas City, Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Whoa. Texas or Oregon in the house? There is an Oregon. Hold on. I saw
Wow.
that. Cape Cod, UK,
Okay.
Georgia, India, Woo. Texas, Oregon, some more Canada, Montana, Australia
Love
again,
it.
Amsterdam, Colorado, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, another Texas, South Carolina. Another Carolina's Texas. in there. Okay, Texas
It's
is
rare.
you attracted them all now. So cool. I think I have some more. Sorry. London. Oh, Ohio. We haven't said Ohio.
Okay.
Vermont.
Should we just be doing like little dances for everybody? Good job.
New Delhi. Wow, another India? Really? Wow. What's up Algeria,
there?
New Mexico, Washington,
Wow.
Mississippi. That's amazing. Do you guys see Spain. that? See? Boom, 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 boom. You're everywhere. And you're not alone.
You're not alone.
You're not alone. You're here with us. Thank you.
I
Thank
switched
you
to this
so
one because
much.
I feel like it gives me elf ears. Do you guys?
It's like the lights are on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's
Spotlight.
backwards, and so it almost looks like it says woman.
Oh.
because in my screen it's flipped. I have
Uh-huh. That's
mirror
cool.
image
That's
set.
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it can be
So
whatever you want it to be.
it
A highlight on you.
Yeah. Eventually, I might even go back to my regular background so you can see the dogs in the background. I know you guys live for that, right? Like Buddy and
Absolutely. Yeah.
Luna, and sometimes there's a
Yeah,
cat.
if we had if Tiffany would
Oh.
turn her camera on, we'd see her menagerie.
Yeah.
So, her
Yep.
baby.
I had, when I came in here, I thought I was going to have to forfeit my chair for the cat because you know how when the cats are sleeping on your chair, you do not disturb them, you just get a different chair. And I almost had to do that. So I'm very happy to be sitting in my regular chair.
Yeah,
But
there we go.
all right, any updates?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I was just thinking energy updates. We didn't talk about it beforehand, but do you know anything new about right now? I think our Mercury retrograde is still until the end of the month with the shadow until, I mean, don't I sound like I know what I'm talking
We've
about?
got another week of that to go. Yeah. So.
It's lighter. And I think you was talking about last week why that probably was. It was some other
Well, I think we've been
moving
talking
around.
about how Mercury in retrograde played in our favor at the airport because we were parting ways, and I was going to Terminal A, and you were going to be in C, and then yours got switched to Terminal A, and we end up getting together. It's like, well, if all that switching of the gates was part of Mercury in retrograde, it actually worked
So,
out for
yeah,
us.
that's okay.
Yeah, and we had a good time, even at the
Did.
airport. So yeah, it was good. So, but other than that, I have not spent any time looking at what's going on. So if anybody in the chat would like to let us know if they are into the astrology and there's anything interesting for us to watch out for.
Let us know.
Wow.
Yeah. Not
Yeah.
even watch out for just what's going on. If you're noticing anything, like to me, I mean, once in a while, I'm just noticing it's like sometimes I'll feel like heavy energy or lighter energy or, and that's kind of how it comes to me as far as that's why I was saying, okay, when the Mercury retrograde, it felt a little heavier at the beginning. And it's like, oh, and then it lightened up like last week. I saw, oh, it's like things moved. Well, you were saying that was other planets that were moving around or other things happening. And so that's interesting that we're becoming even more sensitive. I mean, to the ones that we know, but then also these other things. It's like recognize just any of these things. That's how sensitive we're becoming.
Yeah. I've had a few people message me about their telepathy kind of going off the charts, and I said it many times. I know I have on my other on the YouTube channel, I've said it many times. The telepathy is the thing that's being really enhanced right now. I'm going to say something that for some of you it may sound a little funny. Work with the mantis beings if that is happening to you because they help you to know how to receive what you want so that you're not getting overloaded with other people's thoughts or images or, feelings or whatever. They help you with all of your psychic abilities and how to hone them in.
So how
So,
do they need to do that, Tracy? You just say work with them. So what do they do? Call them in,
yeah.
imagine them, go knock on their door. I mean, what do they do?
Say in your prayer or meditation mode, getting kind of that space and just ask for the mantis beings to help you and whatever it is that's happening. Just call them in, call your council in. Everybody's got a council or whatever you want to call them, angels, guides, councils, whatever. You've got your entourage. Call on them and ask them to bring the mantis beings in for help in the psychic areas. If you're going through it, there's a really good chance you already have one working with you or multiple working with you, but they're there to help us work with that psychic ability and that telepathy. So that's been a cool thing that's going on, but it can be overwhelming if you're not expecting it. And somebody's telling you something that you were just thinking it and then they say it. Or you have a picture in your head and then they describe it. And that's kind of what's been going on. So if that person is watching, this is one of the ways to work with that. It's actually means you're doing really well and you're ready for this particular part of our evolution or our ascension, you're ready to start being in that telepathy. So, you know, we've talked about playing with that. I call it the bat signal. I'll send out the bat signal and see how long it takes one of these guys to message me back. And I actually did that with Erica today. And I just sent a picture of a bat and she just calls me laughing and she goes, "How do you do that?" Said, "Next time, don't make me send the bat. Just call."
Just
But it is funny. We get, you know, our closest friends, family, that kind of thing. That's usually where that's going to start happening for us is people closest to us. So if you got things happening.
And that's fun. And when it happens, just say cool. You know, it's just that just shows you what's happening. So it's when you say cool or something like that, it opens you up to the next level, to the next step, to whatever, you know. But if you go, oh my gosh, what's happening? You know, then you're going to start shutting things down. So encourage this by having fun with it, being light with it.
It can really, be a good thing. Try not to be in that mindset that your privacy is being invaded because someone read your thoughts, because that's not it at all. And we're all
No.
getting to that place too, where it's like, who cares? It's like it's all out there anyway, right? And maybe we're like that, or I'm like that because I'm on these shows and I tell you guys everything. So it's like there's freedom in that, I think, you know.
Well, you know, I'm trying to remember how this came, but I can I remember in some of the Nostradamus material that Mom wrote about, one of the things that he said was it's like when he's showing about these times, and he was saying that everybody will be able to know the truth. It'll be transparent, so people won't be able to lie to you anymore. And that's what this is about. It's knowing the truth. It's knowing where somebody is with what they're saying. It's more that than necessarily being able to read their mind or like that. It's people will be transparent, and that's a great thing. That because then there won't be any more of this crazy, crazy stuff, you know, where everybody's trying to play these games, you know. There won't be a need for games.
There
We already
won't be.
know. We know what's going on. So,
I see it as a good thing. So there's so much, that was a great way to say it. There won't be a need, and your privacy will still be your privacy.
it's your privacy.
That's not how it works. So, but yeah, it's we're seeing the things that a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, we're like, these things are going to be happening, and we're in it now. So if you guys remember back then, if you're pretty new to the Ascension stuff, one, welcome. We're excited that you're here. And you know, and if you've been with us for a while, you know that we've been talking about this for a few years, that this is coming, this is opening up, and now it's actually here, it's happening. Wait until the next phase of levitation and biolocating. Won't that be fun?
I had someone write me, and they were like, and Mom used to talk about this too, that I have memories of when, or I have dreams, or I have memories as a child. I was able to levitate. I was able to do this. Is that possible? It's like, probably was very probable. It probably happened. It's just that when those happened at the time, usually the adults in the world were like, "Stop doing that. Stop doing it. You can't do that." And it's like, you may, you know, and you probably had things where you knew what was going on. You knew what people were about to say, or you knew events that were about to happen. But then the adults at that time, it might have scared them. And they're like, "Oh no, stop. You can't keep doing that. People are going to think we're really, you know, weird, working with the devil, whatever, all the crazy stuff." And then, so it shuts it down. And then now it's like, it's accepted. How do
Let's see what people
I get that
can do physically these days. You know, it's like they're defying gravity, you know, and some of the things that, it's just mind blowing to see what people can do physically these days. So here we go. And this is just the beginning.
Well, it's as our mind can grasp the concept, and then it becomes more and more accepted, then you can do it. When you believe it, you will achieve it. As long as it's impossible, then it will stay impossible. But as soon as you start going, you know, maybe, how can I do that? And that's the ones that are breaking those records and doing those things. That's what they did. They said, how can I do that? Just like you were, you know, the how is a big word. It's a huge word. That's a word that makes things happen. I know that's how Tracy got out of her corporate job into metaphysical world. So, and that's What got me, actually, that's what got me too. It's what shifted me, because I kept being told, move, move, go, you got to shift. And I'm like, I don't want to. Why do I need to do that? And then finally I said, how? And that's when everything happened, was when I said, how?
That was the big question. What do you need to make that happen? How will that work? And then boom, boom, boom. Very cool. Let's get Tiffany more involved.
Absolutely.
She's probably fallen asleep on the couch under a bunch of animals right now. So let's ding
You
dong.
have
And
pictures to show what that looks like. Not that we need to
I
show it on
won't
here,
share those. I
but
want
that's
to live.
it was great. Her animals are so cool, and they just stay right around her, and they comfort her, but they also protect her. It's like they're her little what'd you gargoyles. They're just staying
Yeah, I call them the
all the time.
gargoyles.
Yeah, ask Tracy how they protect me.
That was not on purpose. But yes, I was moving my hands a little too fast around the kitty cat. And that had a bloody ending. But it wasn't bad. You guys, it's right here. You can't even see it, right? It's all good. But
It just means you are one now. He's you
true,
may
blood
become
brothers.
brainwashed, and you
You're one.
may follow the ways of the Percy, is what it comes to.
Yes, and I bow to Percy, and mostly to make sure he's not under the chair or couch when I was getting up. But and you know what's funny is, you guys, is Percy looks like a very lovable kitty kitty. And then he gets on mommy and he's like purring and he's giving her kisses and he wants to touch her. It's the cutest thing. Like his little paw will go out and he wants to touch. And I'm like, oh, I want to pet him. And I get a look from Tiffany that's like,
You want
yeah, like I don't want to have to run to the emergency room right now, so don't. Yeah. He is a one person kitty, and
Totally.
that's okay. He was fun to, he's a beautiful cat, and it was fun to watch him love on her. So I got it out of that. And then I did get, I got the once over from my animals when I came home, because
Oh,
I
yeah.
had the smell of another. Oh my gosh, guys, we let her dog ride in the car with us, and I was wearing black. That was another thing. It looked like I was wearing a white sweater when we got back.
Yeah, 'cause he's a little short-haired white dog, but his, yeah, you have all these little white hairs everywhere.
Yep, all over. And yeah. All right. Let's get Tiffany on here to ask some questions before we
Yeah,
run
we
out
have it. Yeah, exactly. We're half through with it.
of time. Ding
Oh,
dong.
someone said that their cat is talking back to you right now. They knew you're talking ill about their friends.
Not ill.
Oh,
I'm talking
goodness.
very nicely about them, about Mr. Percy. And meow. So there.
Well, Percy hasn't attacked me from hearing your voices, so I think all is okay.
Take them
I thought they were gone.
Oh no. Beautiful
Okay.
animals.
This is from Amber. Can you please ask how we heal ourselves to get to the frequency of 5D? I have such an urgency to heal, but don't have a clue how to do it.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, you and that's great that you're wanting to heal. But first of all, understand that anything that's going on is a message for you, probably to move in a certain direction to the life path that you're wanting. So it's probably you're getting the messages in that way that's like, I want to heal so I can do this. Actually, whatever the ailment is trying to get you to probably move in the direction. So as soon as you start doing it, you start getting the messages of what understanding what it's trying to tell you. Your body will just heal because it won't be needed anymore. Ailments are only messages, and they are only there as long as you need the message. As soon as you understand the message and are acting on it, it will go away. It's like magic. It just goes away. And so how can that happen? This is a lifelong illness. This is something that doctors say is incurable. No, that they don't understand this part of what it is. They understand what they were taught in school. That and they just understand how to treat symptoms. We're talking about get to the root of what it's trying to tell you. It's always a message. So I have a book. I'm not that this is not my way of promoting it, but it might help you to understand this way that your body is working with you. It's talking to you, but it's called Soul Speak, the language of your body.
Look, I
And
dressed to match it today.
yeah, you did. And that will help you to understand these things. I mean, we can work with you here if you want to go through that, but if you have many several things or something, or you're really trying to understand, I think this would be really good to fully understand what the body is doing. I have it in a course as well, but the book will help you to get that understanding of what's going on. It's really simple. It's and you're still going to be 5D. That's the thing. Don't think, oh, this is what's holding me back. It's not. This is what's trying to help you, push you, whatever, get you there, maybe a little faster is all, or just get you there in general. And see, that's what's funny is because you're getting the messages because you're associating it with that. I can't go until. No, you're going. And this is what's trying to tell you to get moving.
Yeah.
That's what I'm picking up. So,
Yeah, you can still heal in 5D. You don't have to wait until you're like 100%. 5D means you're no longer in fear. So if you're not in fear about, oh, I got a pain in my shoulder, I want to go figure that out versus what could that be? Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I hope I don't need surgery. I hope I don't need, that's fear. Or, okay, I got a pain in my shoulder. Let's see, it's on this side, and you start looking the things up and figuring out what's going
Yeah,
on
what's it
inside.
trying to tell me?
Yeah, what's it telling me? And that's a 5D way of experiencing healing.
Yeah, that pulls the power back to you rather than, oh my gosh, all these things are happening to me and I gotta, do this and this and this. That gives your power away. Now it's, this is happening for me. What is it telling me? What do I do? Where do I go? So that's, you're looking for the answer. You're looking for the core reason for the issue.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And if you look at some of our other shows, we have several where people will say some things about symptoms that they're having and they're wanting to understand the messages. So that might help you somewhat. But I'm telling you, this book, I'm feeling strongly to tell you the book. So if you'll get that, it's at Amazon, or the publisher, ozarkmt.com. It's Soul Speak, the language of your
Looks
body.
it looks like that.
Yeah, by
Enjoy
me.
the pain. Yeah. All right. Tiffany. Da-da-da-da, you ready?
Thank you. That was beautiful.
You're
Next time, I
welcome.
want real trumpets.
Oh.
Ooh.
We'll see what we
Okay.
can do.
Just kidding. I need your sons to
Oh
file in with trumpets behind you.
my gosh. That might
I write the
happen.
songs that make the
I'm not going to sing so you guys can enjoy Julia.
whole. Okay. What you got for us?
This is from Mary. Do y'all have any advice on raising a child to be spiritually awakened or help to set them on the right path?
Yeah, they're naturally going, especially a child right now, they're going to naturally be there. So the best thing I think is just to be aware and just allow them to be. You still got to be their guide. You're their parent, you're the adult in the world. You're teaching them how to work in this world, but then they already have these abilities. They're there, and our job is not to dampen them. It's like allow them to blossom. When they do say something, they do have experiences, or they do maybe express something, just create a space where they're safe to do that. It's like, oh, well, tell me more. What else did you, because they'll have dreams, they'll have experiences. And it's like, and what else? And so many of the, like I was saying, the adults of past would just say, oh, that's silly, that's your imagination, and they shut it down and don't allow any more talk. But it's like, oh, just tell me more. Just the experience, and you just treat it. I mean, it might have been a dream, but it could be a really cool dream. And it could be an experience, but it's like that's how they're seeing it. Then you're allowing them to grow into it. They're getting used to it. It's like, but don't like, oh, and tell me, like that. It's like, oh, and let's make this more powerful. They're gonna do it. They're gonna naturally develop, and they're showing us kind of how to be
Make it
with it.
normal.
Yes,
Normalize it.
exactly, because it is normal.
Lead by example and normalize it, and help them to be respectful of this planet, other people. Help them to understand if someone's lashing out at them, that it's not about them, and to have compassion for people. The same things that you're learning to, just show it to them and
Right.
help them understand it that way too. And by all means, let them have their feelings. That's the one thing that we're all healing from, right? Is we weren't allowed our feelings, and by we definitely weren't allowed to be angry. And
Right.
so, then it boils up and boils up, and we become the volcano instead of like, oh, that thing hurt my feelings and it made me mad. Boom, now you're done with it, versus letting it build up and build up and build up. So dealing
Yeah, and
with
then
emotions.
we have generations of cancer because nobody knows how to deal with that anger.
So helping them to understand their feelings, helping them to that it's okay to be upset. It's not okay to lash out. It's not okay to hurt other people. But it's okay to be mad about
Okay, to
something.
have that emotion.
So just be the best example you can, and help them along with how they're feeling and the experiences they're having. Shall we participate? Wait, don't you unmute yet. I got to do a trumpet. Oh.
Well, no, I was going to add to what you're going to say, if that's okay. So
Well.
save your trumpet
Okay.
voice. Okay. I may have missed it, but I'm sure you said let them be a kid also. I get very frustrated with my friend because all the time she's like, well, we tell him that you shouldn't do this. The world's not nice and blah, blah, blah. You can't do this. And I'm like, you're taking his imagination away and you're not allowing him to be a kid. Like, why wouldn't you let him just have fun and see the world how he wants to see it versus you're telling him to see it as a fearful place?
True.
Right.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Excellent point. Yes.
If only
Yeah,
your camera was on for that so they could see you. No.
because that's it, yes, they are advanced souls that are coming into these little bodies. And we might sometimes only revere them because they are so advanced and everything, but they're still children. They still need guidance for this earth experience. And that's, but yes, let them be children.
Bravo. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah,
I
that's
saw a
great.
Wayne Dyer video that said similar things, and he made like a movie little documentary thing, and that really helped me. That was back in the day when my kids were littler, and it's like we make them sit down and eat at a certain time. You got to eat a certain way. You got to and it's all these things, and it was like, let them eat when they're hungry. Let them, do this, sleep when they're tired, that kind of stuff. And it's like, so much of what he was saying made sense and helped me along my path of being a parent. But, your kids are going to have experiences that they came here to have. Keep that in mind too. You didn't fail. If something looks off course, you didn't fail. They came here to experience things, and they designed a life for themselves too. So, just do the best you can and know that they're going to turn out to be wonderful human beings and do exactly what they came to do. So.
And you're leading to another point that is really good to, as a reminder, is to allow them, like you're saying, let them have their experiences, let them have their lessons. See, like I said, these are big grown-up souls that are in these little bodies, and we think, oh, I got to take all your stuff away. I'm going to protect you, protect you, protect you, which is wonderful. We are their protectors, but they came here to have the experiences, to have the lessons, to have whatever. And if we take all that away, then they're not fulfilling why they came, So it's like, allow your children to have their, and I'm talking about all the way up. I mean, my daughter is still my baby and she has experiences. She's going to have her lessons. And sometimes we want to just carry them for them, but it's like, how will they ever learn? This is why they came here, was to learn certain things. And they won't if we take it all on ourselves, and don't, do we allow them to have their lessons?
Yeah.
Don't carry it on your back. That what was that? They told mom, don't carry your children on your back. It will just make you sick. Just let them, these are their lives. Let them have them. You're there for support.
Yeah, you're holding space. I've been told that before in meditation. It's like, what can I do here? And they said, nothing. This is his journey. You can hold space for him. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
And
you're there for
it does
support.
help when you let go of that attachment that you're the parent, you need to help fix it.
I gotta fix it.
Yeah.
No.
And I'm talking about adult children at this point, right? Like
Yeah,
you're going to have
exactly.
to, if you've got smaller children, you might need to fix something for them, but or advocate for them. But as they get older, yeah, that's been my blessing in life is to learn to let them find their wings.
Well, they need to, because then they will know what to do when they are older. I mean, when they're younger, if you allow them, you give them that space and you help them to work out their situations rather than just solving it for them all the time, then they're learning how to do these things so they can be very efficient, very what problem-solving adults. You know, they then they can maybe handle the things that they go through. Otherwise, if it saves and saves and saves, and all of a sudden it hits them when they're an adult, that can be really traumatic, you know, because they have nothing, they don't have any learned things to deal with it, how to work with this. So let them learn. This is life. We all have things happen.
Right. All right, so we trumpet call.
That was beautiful. Thank you, Tracy.
I love it. What do you have for us now?
This question is from Why Am I Here? Oh, great goddess Tiffany. You know, we're off to a great start. What is your take on sitting in, especially meditating, a homemade pyramid? Any recommendations for making one? Thank you. Love to all.
Okay, that was Tiffany. That question was to you, Tiffany. So how do you feel about that?
No, it was not. It was to you.
Was, oh, great goddess Tiffany.
No, that was just to get my attention, following
Oh, I see.
directions.
Well, I know someone
So
that has
living
a
in a
pyramid.
homemade pyramid. And then what was the rest? Tiffany?
You know, you asked too
You
late.
lost it. Okay.
So,
Living in a
it was
homemade pyramid.
and then any recommendations on how to build one?
Oh,
Yeah, I know somebody that has a pyramid in her home.
yeah.
And so, yes, exactly.
Okay, so I had one of those build it and they will come moments, and I was getting a message, build the pyramid, build the pyramid. And so finally I did, and I just went to Home Depot, do it yourself kind of thing, got some copper pipes and some pipe cutters. I did have a friend that welded together corner pieces, but you can find them online. They're kind of pricey online, but we're talking about a pyramid here. So I also ended up getting a Vogel crystal from a friend, didn't know what it was at the time. And I took that crystal and I hung it at the top of the pyramid. And I would sit under it. Mine was 10 by 10. There's probably some diagrams out there that you could use to create something very precise or whatever if you wanted to. But I live by the idea that our intentions set the energy. Mine was 10 by 10, is 10 by 10. And I have this crystal at the top of it. And I built that, and I at the time, the only space I had for it was outside. So I set it up outside, sat under it every morning, watched the sun come up. It was shortly after that the channeling came in and some other fascinating things started to expand for me. And so I say, if you're feeling called to do it, do it. You have no idea what that's going to open up for you. I put clear crystals in the four corners. I put the Vogel clear crystal at the top. And you just do what you're called to do and follow your gut on what you want to do with that, because it could be a game changer. Now, people would ask me, what's the difference when you get into the pyramid, when you get out? It's kind of like the vortexes in Sedona or any of those type of things. It's very grounding. So it's not like you go in there and you're like, woo. No, I'd go in there and it would be like, if my head was super, super, super busy, and just, and then I'd go sit in that and it would be like, and I would just be able to just relax. So sometimes I would just go sit in there and draw pictures and do my light language scribbles and or journal or do something like that, just because it was a very calming environment. You'll have your own experiences with that. But if you're getting that message, 100% build your pyramid. Make it Home Depot or hardware store, and then find somebody that can either weld you some copper pieces in the pyramid shape so that you can put all the pipes together, or look online and you can find something there and make it happen. Actually, people even sell the whole thing. So,
Like a kit or something.
yeah, you could get the pipes and everything. I think some people create them and sell them.
Yeah.
So, oh my gosh. And you've got that one topper thing that's got all the, it's kind of like one of these with the pipe ends on it. Yeah. So there are people out there that make those like the big top, and then it has the spot to slide the pipes into it there. So that would be something to look into getting too. Yeah, there's a lot of cool things out there. Go check it out.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, if you're feeling if you have the impulse to do it, follow it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's coming from somewhere.
Exactly. I agree. I agree. So I'm trying
We
to
have
find.
time for one more question, Tiff.
Oh,
Okay.
she didn't do the trumpets. Are you gonna make her do that?
I probably.
She just barked at me, so I'm gonna follow
Oh.
orders.
She's
Oh,
awesome.
kidding. Everybody, this is my daughter, so she's allowed to talk. Yeah, we talk to each other this way. So this is why this is happening, in case you didn't know. I'm saying because I used to talk to that way to my mother, Dolores, and some people would just be like, I can't believe she's talking to her mother that way. It's like, this is how mothers and daughters talk sometimes. You know,
Yeah, it's
what
okay.
is.
Yeah, it's funny to me because I was around it a lot.
There's a banter, you know, I just call it a banter. That's anyway. Yes,
Loving.
I like this question because it's happening right outside my door. This is
Oh.
from Val. How are cicadas metaphysical and how are they important to our existence? So I'm assuming Val also has them screaming outside her door
Well,
or
let's
their
look up
door.
cicadas. Let's look up and see what they mean. And we talked about this last week. And so we'll just look up spiritual meaning.
Yeah, we all want to know.
Yes, of cicadas. Okay. And then let's see what it. Da, 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 da. Okay. I think it's giving me. Okay, what do they mean? Okay, they represent personal change, renewal, rebirth, and transformation. We've
We're
been
getting
talking
that theme
about
of that.
all these. Yeah, exactly. That's the theme right now, is rebirth and transformation, renewal. Unlike a butterfly, moth, or other insects that undergo complete metamorphosis, cicadas have no pupil. Okay, that's going into, but that could be important. They don't go through a metamorphosis. They have no pupal state where they go through that. So what could that mean? Let's think that out. They just shift. Maybe it's, yeah, it's how you're shifting. Maybe it's an indication of that. You don't have to go through the whole complete, what did somebody call that? I thought it was so funny. When the caterpillar, I mean, it completely its body completely breaks down to make the butterfly. So it's complete transformation at to do that. But apparently this doesn't do that. It just maybe just does a partial one. So maybe it's,
That's interesting.
we'll have to look into what the pupal stage is and exactly what the cicada does. That's what I think that's where your message is. It's in that. It has to do with the transformation and the renewal. And maybe it sounds like it may be something that won't be so over, you know, I mean, when you think about, that's what I was trying to go with, that whole thing of the caterpillar breaks down everything and completely becomes something new. That isn't what's happening here. So it may be, I don't want to call it easier, but it's different. It's a different way of transforming.
Yeah, you don't have to go through a total deconstruct. You don't have to rise from the ashes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, because that can be rising from the
That can
ashes.
be dark night of the soul stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
I think we might have time for one more. What do you
okay.
think?
Yeah.
That wasn't a trumpet, so I hope it works.
Da da
That was good. That was nice. She still hasn't unmuted. Oh, here we go.
Because I was not prepared.
Thought her job was done.
I did. I already turned off. I'm just kidding. What about, let's see here. After an awakening where you no longer align with your bestie, any tips on navigating this when you are trying not to hurt their feelings, but you just don't want to hang out anymore? This is from Rachel.
Usually, I mean, it's just usually just a natural, it just moves away. And like you're saying, you just don't want to hang out. And that's what they say. Some people just fall out of your life, and that's what's happened. It's just the
Yeah.
frequencies are different, and you just naturally fall away. It's your bestie. Is that a point, Tracy, would you say to like just be honest with the person? It's like, or maybe see where they are. Maybe they're feeling it too.
I'm getting a kind of a different answer with that in the
Okay.
sense that what's happening, like you went through this metamorphosis for yourself and the spiritual awakening. You're no longer a vibrational match to the people you were hanging out with, but you separating from them is showing them something they need to see. So this is their lesson of attachment and letting go and feeling insecure. It's pulling up all of their stuff that they need to heal. So I think you might have agreed to help them heal some things by going through this separation, because they probably have abandonment issues or separation issues or something that they're going through themselves. So be kind, but that doesn't mean, you're sacrificing your joy to make them happy. That's a big lesson for so many people right now. No more sacrificing your happiness so someone else will be happy. You need to be mindful of that. And so keep doing what you're doing. And if you're feeling hanging out is a no, then it's a no, and you need to let them know that, but be nice about it. And yeah, you can let them know, I just don't feel like that's the thing I want to do anymore. I don't want to hang out like that anymore. I'm doing these other things. I have new interests. If they want to come along with you and figure that out, that's great. But it doesn't mean, as long as you keep it civil, it doesn't mean that they're not going to come back in 6 months to a year or whatever, and you guys come back together and pick up right where you left off, and now you both have things in common again. So yeah, I would trust the process. Is that going to be the words? Trust the process. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, so I think the honesty that I was picking up on is the honesty with yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to honor yourself. And that might be something you're being kind of tested on now, because you're being kind of pulled by those heartstrings to fall into an old pattern of people pleasing.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, very
shoot,
good.
that was a loaded last question.
That was okay. So I think we have like a half a minute left. So I'll just rush in everything, anything QHHT. I know we didn't specifically say it, but that's the method my mother, Dolores Cannon, created and developed over her 40, 50 year career. So you can learn everything about it. You can become a practitioner. You can have a session. You can go to the site for everything you want to learn, our retreats, anything you want to know about. QHHTofficial.com. And then if you do want to become a practitioner, take the level one course. Tracy has a coupon code that you can use.
Your coupon code is the magic is real, all one word, the magic is real. That'll save you 10% on your level one course. All
Yeah.
right.
And then if you did want to have a session with Tracy, she's on QHHTofficial.com. So, or any, you can look up anybody that you would might, maybe in your area. But anyway, that's your place to find everything. So, and then we were talking about SoulSpeak earlier, Amazon.com or OzarkMT.com. I also have the course at JuliaCannon.com.
And I'm going to do one quick shout out. We've got 12 companion classes going on around the world right now. If you are a practitioner and you haven't taken a companion class, see if you can find one in your area. We highly encourage you to do it. They're fun and educational. You're going to learn a lot. Okay, you guys. And that's on
Yeah.
QHHTofficial.com.
Super. Thank you everyone for being here. We love you. Can't wait
Thank
to
you,
see you.
Tiffany.
Yes, and thank you, Tiffany. Love you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.